Fishing was part of our life. You know, that was our main food when you think of the source. And there was one old gentleman known as Mick Stinson, and he taught us how to fish, where to fish, and the certain tides and the certain winds, and we still hold it. We know where to go in the nor'west or south-west and when not to fish. But you don't tell everyone, because they'll all want to do it. Then the frost, there would be frost fish on the beach. You'd watch for the seagulls. And if you see a bunch of seagulls squawking around, you knew there was a frost fish. That's the type of fish only came up in the frost. It still does. You'd chase along the beach to see who got it first, you or the seagulls. Took it home for a meal. Beautiful to eat. Other things that we used to do, picking mushrooms, gooseberries in season, apples on their way to school, passion fruit, getting them out of the church grounds, which I never do now. But it's the very simple things. We were taught to look after each other, share. I find it difficult now. I try to teach my kids what we knew, but then, as I say, things are different now. Also, there was hog's footing, which was long grass that was very abundant. People used to cut it. Well, I think Dad did too. And it was stacked up like wheat. And in that particular thing, there's a little black seed, which is called ergot. And as children, we were to have a little bottle to put the stuff in, and it was sent into town to be made into quinine for the soldiers. We'd made our own games. We played string games, we played marbles in the middle of the road because there's no cars around. We swam. We made our own stilts out of willow, shanghais, which the kids don't know about these days. Catching eels in the creek, getting kaimoana off the beach, and you didn't have to go for miles. Just run across the road, and there were cockles, mussels, and powers, which is difficult to get now. But those were all the things that we were brought up with and took for granted.